with you. The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left. A stone upon another stone, there will not be thrown down." Then he asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nations will rise against nation, and kingdom against the kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. If all these happen, however, they will seize and sack, persecute you, and they will hand you over to the synagogue and to prisons. And they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. Even if you are giving testimony, remember, you are not to prepare your defense before him, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Preparing some other thoughts before Mass, but then just entering the word perseverance, it touched my heart this time. I was ordained some 38 years ago when I was 30, so we can imagine how old am I. Just adding. Persevere all these years in my priesthood. I should tell you the truth, not always easy. For some 10 years, around the age of 40, 50, that range is hard time. Because at times of the struggle, because our life is not always easy. But the Lord is good. He gives me space, time. God is more patient than we human beings. I thank the Lord for all those periods that He gives me the chance to start again. What's the secret of perseverance? Nothing else but to start again. Many times we think, oh, already we lived my priesthood 10 years, 15 years, should be good. But it's not true. At times I find, I myself, well, my name is Peter. I like my patron saint, Peter himself. You know, you remember when Peter, at the end of the life of Jesus, no? I think not the night before he died, but just those nights. Jesus is informing the disciples that I will suffer in Jerusalem. People will betray me. And Peter was so strong in his heart for Jesus, his love for Jesus, says, no, Jesus, even if everybody leave you, I will stay with you. Even I will die together with you. And what Jesus said to him, Peter, tonight, before the cock crow, you will betray me 3 times. I think part of my experience. I believe I won't. I'm strong enough like Peter. But at times, failed. But Jesus is good. He never complained. Jesus never complained. The last thing he left when he left the world, left us, he just asked simple questions towards Peter. Peter, do you love me? That's all. Jesus never said anything that I told you beforehand, you will betray me. Why don't you listen to me? Jesus never repeated all these accusations. It's really, Jesus is merciful. Even today, what are we sinful? We sin. But it's important we say sorry. If Jesus asks us to forgive people, if they come for seven times a day, ask for forgiveness, you forgive them. In other words, when Peter also asks, is it enough to forgive people 7 times? And Jesus says, no, 70 times seven, not 490, eh? The many, many times forgive. If Jesus asks us to forgive one another, so much so, he forgives us first of all. So it's important, first of all, believe God's love. But you have a contrite heart. You have to say sorry and real sorry. And we start again. Maybe you fall again. But you have to start again. That's what the meaning of conversion. Conversion is not once and for all. It's not that once we're baptized, you're okay. Of course you're okay, but not okay yet. Not fully okay. If you don't trust. That's why Jesus just share this idea with Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina. She was a young nun in Poland when she died, only 33 years old. Trust Jesus, I trust in you. That little phrase, put it in your heart. It's very true. Tell Jesus, I trust in you. Because many times we trust ourselves more than Jesus himself. That's why we fall. When we say start again, it's real. The secret is to live well every present moment. I think this helps me a lot. Because at times we may fail. Maybe not sinful things, but many times we do things wrongly. We may say, oh, sorry. What these things expect us, not just always, sorry, this is no good. Put yourself right, do it. The present, live the present moment. Forgive, forget the past moment. Start a new moment. That's important. Because the devil is very clever. He used all the past experience, thinkings and doubting. Because you did so much wrongs. Oh, Jesus won't listen to you. Oh, Jesus will forgive you. All these kind of thoughts obstruct you to go ahead. Jesus wants us to go ahead. How we go ahead? Live well every present moment. If the past moment did wrong, sorry Jesus, and start again as if nothing happened before. That's very important. Otherwise, our mind is more concentrated, all centered on the past experience. That's no good. Neither think, oh, how would I do tomorrow? Don't worry. Even today, Jesus, the gospel is saying, don't worry what you have to say. If the time comes, if really the time comes, the Holy Spirit will be with you. He will give you the light, the wisdom. Even the adversaries won't against you, because you are on the side of Jesus. But it's important, live well every present moment. So in order to have a real contrition, first of all, also you have a contrite heart, a real contrite heart, and start again. It's important not to say sorry. Always say sorry, that's not necessary. You believe in the love of Jesus. He forgives you always. Go to confession first, of course. Jesus is expecting us. Jesus is there. He himself is listening to you, not the priest. He's an instrument. The priest is an instrument. Even in the altar, the priest is an instrument. He's not God. We just share Jesus' gift so that the Eucharist be made. Nothing else. We're not holy at all. If we don't live the will of God, moment by moment, so condemned to death also. So it's not because we're privileged. Never privileged by job itself. Never. Your heart. Jesus wants the heart, our heart. So, once again, persevere is important, but don't worry too much how, not important. Live well the present moment. If you can live well this moment, you can live well the next moment. If you can live this moment well, how can you think you will live well tomorrow? You cheat yourself. Start right now. And that's the point. Heart to heart. Jesus only wants our heart. A contrite heart. And go ahead. Not too much worry about. That we are in trust. That's what the meaning of Jesus says. Jesus, I trust in you. Your Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.